Kemitzah back into the first pot that you have the sorin shel flour of the seilus there, and then wait until the morning. When it comes the morning, do the kemitzah over again. Like you didn't shecht it, it's not dead. A mincha just the ma'isa kemitzah. So if you did it now at nighttime, true, it's pasul, good, so it's not kosher. Just leave it over till the morning and make the kemitzah over again. Why does it say the kemitzah also you have to burn right away? That was his kasha. So my answer is, Utoni law hu amalah. He himself learned this kasha, and he himself gave a teretz, and he answered the chur, you have to say like this, that klisharis mikadishin afidu shleib is manai. And the locher of a kemitzer is, after the kohen takes the handful of the mincha, he takes and puts it into a klisharis, into a special keli that has a kedushas aguf on it. Now the locher is, anything you put into a klisharis becomes kodesh. And now the chiddush is, even though you're doing it shleib is manai, you're doing it at nighttime. At nighttime really is not the zman for these klisharis to mekadesh the kemitza, because at nighttime you're not supposed to do the kemitza. So this was the havamina. The havamina was, since at nighttime it's not the zman, the time to do it, no kedushas chal at all. So if no kedushas chal at all on this flour, on the kemitza, put the kemitza back into the original bowl and make a kemitza in the morning. The Gemara Teretz says no. Since the kohen put this kemitza into a klisharis, even though it's shleib the zman, it's at nighttime, it's not the time to do it, still the kli is mekadeshit. And once this gets a shem kedusha on it, mele becomes possible lina. If it stays overnight, you can't use it the next day. That's the luck of anything. Once it came into a kli shoris, when it stays overnight, it gets a psulina. The only thing you're allowed to use for 2 days is the meat by a carbon shlomim. You're allowed to eat it for 2 days. It doesn't become nisa till the second day. But by menachis, if you have, it gets kedusha today, when it stays overnight, the next morning, it becomes nisa. Here also, if you put this kemitza into the klisharis at night, so when it comes the next morning, it becomes posel, as a psul leaner on it, and you have to burn it, that's why you're allowed to burn it. Some say, Nechnami, you're allowed to burn it right now, even the chiddush is. Let's see, Rashi. He gave this for teretz himself, that klisharis mekadishin shleves manai, vihakoymetz toyin matin kli. The lach of a kemitza is, when the kohen takes the handful out of the original bowl of seilus, he has to put this kemitza into a klisharis. Now, v'chi v'onshe kiddush ha-kemitz b'kli, once you put the kemitza into a kli, l'shem kemitz, you put it there, because you thought it was a kemitza, eina choyzel liyos tevel, it can't become any more tevel kemincha, like a regular mincha shlenik mitzah. V'yakorchei, meyachas shezeh kore kemitz, eina eina chevish rayim. Once this gets the shem kemitza on it, and you put it into a klisharis that has a kedusha on it, so locher is, it's called the kemitza, and the rest of the flour is called the shirayim. It's like the leftover part of the kemitza. Therefore, you can't use it over again to make a new kemitza from it. It's like tevel. Before you make any kemitza, it's like tevel. This, from this flour, there's a din to make a kemitza. But once you've made a kemitza once, it's chalav din kemitza on the flour you took off, and the rest is called shirayim, the leftovers, and it can't be used again. That's the Gemara's teretz. Since you put it into a klisharis, even though it's shleib is man, it's not the right time, still the klisharis is mekadeshit. Since it gets the kedusha right now, erech namit, l'chura the din is, you're allowed to burn it right now. Yeah. For the Gemara Kasha, Meisivei, Zeh HaKlal, this is the klal we learned in the Gemara in Temura, that kol HaKorav B'yoin, any type of a korban, something you're supposed to bring in the daytime, is kiddush b'yoyim. It gets its kiddush b'yoyim also. You put into a klisharis b'yoyim at daytime, that's the time when you could bring it. It's the klisharis is mekadeshit. Trashi kol hakorav b'yoyim. They're going hamanochis, v'halavoyna, v'hadam, v'akteris. It's all the things you're supposed to do, but after by daytime, is alocha kiddush b'klisharis b'yoyim, v'yakadish kiddushas aguf. If you put the dam into a klisharis b'yoyim, or you put the mincha, the kemitza, into klisharis b'yoyim, at the daytime, since now's the time to bring it, the kli is mekadeshit and gives it a kedushas aguf. Now the mincha becomes kodesh. What about the chol hakorav b'layla? If you have something you're supposed to bring at nighttime, is alocha kiddush b'layla. Hu adin is mekadesh b'layla. And the deeg is going to be something you're supposed to bring at daytime, the kiddush is only chal b'yoyim and not b'layla. The only time you have a kiddush b'layla is something could be brought b'layla. Mashenkin, something like before, the kemitza that you're not allowed to do with Laila, the chorot smashma, klisharis is not mekadeshit. That's going to be a kashan we just got finished saying. He wanted answer, so if you make the kemitza at night and put it into a klisharis, even though it's shleibis manoi, still the klisharis is mekadesh the kemitza. And here it's mashma now it says mashma clearly only something that's karav b'yoyim, the kiddush is b'yoyim, and not at night time. Only something that's karav v'layla is the kiddush v'layla. V'ayta v'chola karav b'yim b'yoyim b'yim v'layla. We'll soon see what that is. If you ask something, it could be maktir. The haktaras emurim, the emurim of a korban, you could burn it either by yom or else by laila. The lachar is kiddush b'yim b'yoyim b'yim v'layla. Then the klisharis could be mekadeshit both by day and by night. So Marian Zolot Katani Mias, we learned that koponim, that kolakarav bayoim, anything that the lacharid is supposed to only be brought at daytime, like a kemitza, the mincha, is kiddush bayoim. And by daytime, if you put it into a klisharis, the klisharis is mekadeshit. So it's a diet bayoim in, belayla lo. Only by daytime, the kiddush is chala, not by nighttime. So what did we say before? If you put the kemitza at nighttime into a klisharis, the klisharis is mekadeshit. That's Rashi. Kolakarav balayla. Kegoin minchas nesochim, the yom amar or minchasa veniskeim afilu b'layla. A minchas nesochim, you brought a korban b'yoyim. The mincha you bring for that korban, that you could bring at layla. Just the minchas ma nedava, you bring just the mincha by itself. That's only b'yoyim, not at layla. Kiddush b'chli sharves kiddushes aguf im nostum dem b'layla. Hence the mincha from nesochim, if you put it into a klisharos at night time, the kli is mekadeshit. Kibas the kash shekatoni mi is kol a korban b'yoyim kodesh b'yoyim. Ah, but b'layla loy. Ain't a kaddish, it's not kaddish at all. So that's the kasha. How did you tell me before you put it at night time there is the kedusha? So the answer is like this. Dilma, ain't a kaddish the korav. That's what the Gemara in Temura means to say. If you something that's supposed to be korav by yom, if you put it at night time into klishar that has no kedusha, it doesn't mean there's no kedusha at all. It just means ain't a kaddish the korav. It doesn't get a real kedusha saguf to say you have a right now to put it on the mizbeach. Avul kaddish the posel. But it does get a kedusha, that now will be chal a psul on it. When it stays overnight, there's a psul inner on it. That's why we learned before, you have to burn it. If you made the kemitza at night time and put it into the klisharis is mekadesh the kemitza, enough to say it became psul now, and you can't use it over again. That's why you have to burn it. Drashili kari is liyas karshili kari. True, if you put it in the kli at night, it's not mekadesh to say you're allowed to be makter it now. You can't bring it. But now it has a kedusha on it that psulim could be chal on it. What? If it's full yom, the lachar is something that has a kedusha aguf on it. If it's full yom, a person that went to the mikveh ready, but it didn't come heresh shemesh, if he touches it, it's still tummy. Over mechusik epurim, somebody has a chiyuv to bring a korban, even though he went to the mikveh and he had heresh shemesh, but kol zman he didn't bring his korban. The lachar is he could be metama this thing that became had a kedusha aguf on it. Im nagaboy. Uva Yotze, who didn't even take it outside the base of Mikdash, it becomes possum. Im Yotze, Uva Lina, who adin, anything that came into Klisharis, that has a Kedusha Zaguf on it, if it stays overnight, it becomes possum. Im Lon, if it stays overnight, it's possum. Vizu, now this Kemitza, Gam Hina Selot Belina. This Kemitza also, since you put it at night time into the Klisharis, so the Klisharis gave it a Kedusha, that I call upon him now, it's going to have a Psalina. If you leave it overnight, when it comes the next morning, it's Toyin Sreif, you have to burn it. Anytime something stood overnight, there comes the morning star, its postal has a psulina on it. So that's the chiddush of before. So this kemitza did at night time. If you put it into a klisharis, if the klisharis is mekadeshit, that it has a kedushas aguf on it, negay it's a psul. That now when it comes the next morning, it's postal, and you can't use it over again, because it had a shem kemitza already. And it was a kemitza psul. That's why the dinner you have to burn it. You can't do anything else with it. You can't use it over again. Moser Rabzer. So Rabzer has a kash like this. Sidur es halechem. If somebody puts the lechem on the shulchan, the 12 lechem upon him, that really is supposed to put it on Shabbos, the esabzich, in order to put the two plates with the lavener inside it, achra Shabbos. He didn't do it the way he was supposed to do it on Shabbos, but he did it on Sunday. They didn't have the lechem upon him ready by Shabbos, so they first put it on Sunday. And who I didn't learn later, he wants to be master of b'zichim on Shabbos, the lechem is psula, it's posel. Shrashi psula, why is it posel? Shle nisadra b'shabbos. La'amad shom shivas yomim. Because they didn't put the lechem on the table on Shabbos to be there for 7 days. The way you're supposed to. So if you want to use it the next Shabbos, like if you makta the bezichim, it came the next Shabbos, and you burnt the bezichim, the lechem aponim is possible, because it didn't stay on the shulchan long enough. It's supposed to be on the shulchan 7 days, and you first put it on Sunday, it wasn't there 7 days. So that's halacha, that's possible. So Mara says, Kate said Yasser, what should you do now in such a case that you first put the lechem aponim on the shulchan Sunday? When it comes next Shabbos, the locher is the nichenel Shabbos abor. Don't take it off the next Shabbos, and don't be makta the bezichim, but just leave it there for another Shabbos. Sha'afilu omdo al ha'shulchan yom rabim ein bekachlum. The lechem can stay on the table a few days. Let it stay like a week and a half, kamat. And the second week, the second Shabbos, then you'll be able to be makta the bezichim, and then you'll be able to eat the shtei lechem. So Rashi ketzad yaseh. Let these lechem aponim now stay on the shulchan another week. And the next Shabbos, then you'll be marked at the bezichin, and then you'll be able to eat those shtei lechem, the lechem aponim. For the markashah now, v'yamai, why is this true? That you can let it stay, tiktosh v'tisol. The chur, if you put it on the shulchan Sunday, so true, Sunday shloim is manoi. That's not the time to put the lechem aponim on the shulchan. You're supposed to put it on Shabbos. Shabbos it wasn't ready, so they first put it on Sunday. So it's shleib is manin. But I called upon him, just got finished telling me, if you put something in a kli shoris, even though it's not the right time, still it gives it a kedushas aguf, and it should become posel after the time. So v'tifsol, the Rashi says, tikdash v'tifsol, kivun the kli shoris, mikadashin shleib is manin, lifsol, let the lechem upon him become posel, v'yikadash ha'shochan as lechem, me'echad b'shabbos. When you put the lechem on the shulchan Sunday, the shulchan is mekadesh the lechem upon him. Live so besidur shleib is manai, then now it becomes posel because you're making a siddur shleib is manai. That's the kasha. How could you tell me you're allowed to leave the lechem on the shulchan for another full week and use it the next Shabbos? The chort should be posel. You're making the shleib is manai, it should be posel. On my Rabbis said, man the kamoisev, shapa kamoisev. The one that asked the kasha, you should know, asked a very good kasha. This is a very good kasha. The avu ad rabav nami masnisin kumer. Like the kasha also is set over from a brisa. It's not just time as asking a kasha like this. It's a very good kasha, like Rashi says. Omar Rova, hi the kumoisiv shapa kumoisiv. The avu ad rabavin the moisvale minei lav shmaitet of the amor omer. He's not only asking the question what he heard over from the amoroyim, but some from the gemara. The name of the isusa like the essence from a kasha, like you say that's wrong. He's learning it from a braisa, from Tanoyim. Therefore, we have to really think and give a very good teretz here. You shouldn't have a steer on braises. And he also gave a teretz. He asked a very good kasha, and he also gave a teretz to this. And ochi, ksava tana devu rabavin, lana lehevi chsoren zman. Oh, let's see the Gemara. So he answers, uksava, the teretz is like this. Laila ein mechusa zman. Laila is not called missing time. Mashenken yoy mechusa zman. Mashenken daytime, if you're missing a whole day, too late, too early, that's called mechusa zman, then there's no kedusha chal. So again, what was the kasha? The kasha was, we had before, if you do the kemitz at night time, it's not kosher to do it at night, but still, if you put it into the klisharis is mekadesh the kemitza, that it has a psuliner on it now, even though it's shleib is manai. So the kasher is, how come if you put the lechem upon him on the shulchan Sunday, since it was shleib is manoi, why don't we say the shulchan is mekadesh the lechem today, and when it comes next Shabbos, like it's shleib is manoi, it should become posel. And we say, not like that. You're allowed to leave the lechem upon him on the shulchan another full week. So you see, when you first put it on the shulchan Sunday, it had no kedush at all from the shulchan. So shalom is, why wasn't the shulchan on Sunday being mekadesh the lechem, just like the klisharis is mekadesh the kemitza at night time? So teretz is the chilik between day and night. At night time is the pshat, it's the same 24 hours. Like you're making a kemitzah tonight. Now tomorrow, in the morning, tomorrow about whole daytime, it's kosher to make the kemitzah. So really it's now the beginning of tomorrow. There's some chzorin, it's not yom, it's laila. That's like lav mechusa zman. When it came the day already, today's Tuesday already, it came today, so since on Tuesday you could bring the kemitzah, just nighttime you can't, so nighttime is not considered like a mechusa zman. It's called right now the klisharis could be mekadeshit, because it's holding by the right day, it's just too early in the day, it's not the morning yet, it's only the night. Therefore you put it at night into the klisharis is mekadeshit. Mashenken here by the shulchan, the right time to put lechem upon him on the shulchan is only on Shabbos. So if you did it on Sunday, you did it way too late. And the next time when you're supposed to do it is first next Shabbos. So since you put it like 5 days too early, that's really called mechusas man. It's like not the right time at all to put lechem aparim on the shulchan today. It's not only missing the time between night and day, it's b'chlal the wrong day. So therefore, the klisheros is not mekadesh it at all. Therefore, the lechem aparim did not become puzzle. Therefore, we'll have to leave it there the next Shabbos for another full week and still be kosher. That was the teretz again. That ksava laila ain mechusas man. Stam, it's the night time of tomorrow. It's not called missing time. So right now is the right day. Therefore, the klisheros is mekadesh it. Ma'ashen ken yoyim mechusas man. But yoyim is a big mechusas man. So Rashi says, Lida loy have ichsaron zman hoyo bihoy serui li kaddish b'klishor shachris. Hilka klishoros mekaddish and akemitz v'layla. Since it's the night of that day, and that day you could bring the kemitza, so it's called the day that came already. And the klishoros is mekaddish even at night. Al v'yoy mechus zman dover shein zman ha'yoyim. B'chlal, it's not the daytime. Today's not the right day to put the lechem on the shulchan. Ad mocha, you have to wait till Shabbos. Rehu mechus zman yoyim sholim. You're missing a long time yet. For sure here, if you put lechem on Sunday, the time to be mekadesh the lechem is first next Shabbos. So for sure, it's way too early now. Therefore, the kli sharis is not mekadesh the shulchan, is not mekadesh the lechem at all. Good. For the Gemara Kasha Koponim of the Kimat Beishimsha, when it comes like Bein HaShemoshes or Friday night and Shabbos, Tiktosh, Betivsel. When it comes Friday night, now it's on the Shulchan, and it's on the Shulchan the wrong time, because really you're supposed to put the new Lechem upon him Shabbos by day. Hey, Shabbos in the morning, first they take off last week's Lechem upon him, and then they put on the new one. That's the time. So now you put it on Friday night, L'chur et shloi bizmanai, but I call upon him Friday night is Shabbos already. So it's the day to put it in. So the Shulchan should be mekadesh to Lechem at night, and it should become psuliner overnight. So how come you say you'll have to leave it till next Shabbos? Why isn't it possible Friday night? Hey, Bishlam, you tell me you put it on the Shulchan Thursday or Wednesday, it's way too early. It's not the right day at all for Kedusha, no Kedusha Schal. But now that the Lechem is on the Shulchan Friday night, which is the day to put it on, just as too early, it's at night time, so now it's like the Kemitza, that you put into the Klisheros at night, that it should become possible. So one Teretz says, Empty Gemara Ravina, Shekodem Vesolku, Enechanami. We're talking about now when it came Friday night, you Badafka took the Lechem upon him off the Shulchan, and you're first putting it back again, Shabbos by day. So that's why it's kosher. But then, Echnami, if it would be on the Shulchan Friday night, that's called the day when it should be there, but it's Shleib is Manoi, it would have become possible. Mazut Ravi Tamer of Asher Yama, no. Afilu Tamer b'shloi kodam. The Silkoi, even if you did not take off the Lechem was on the Shulchan the whole week, and Friday night also. Of a Kivon Shesidra Shleikim Mitzvosai. When did you put the Shulchan on the table? You put the Lechem on the Shulchan Sunday. That was Shlei Bizmanai. That's called Nase Kemoi Shesidrei Hakuf. It's as if a monkey put it on the Shulchan. In other words, Bechlal has no Kedusha. A Klisheros is only Mikadosh if the person puts it there, Al Manas to make it Kaddish. So even though it's Shlei Bizmanai, we're saying if you put it at night time, since the next day is Roy for Kedusha, it's considered you put it into Klisheros to get Kedusha. And then it's Mikadosh. But here, the time you put it, it was Sunday. That's not the right day at all. So when you put it there, it didn't get any Kedusha. The Kasher is when it comes Friday night. That's the day when it should get Kedusha. Let it be Kaddish at night and become possible overnight. The Torah says, since you didn't put it on the Shulchan Friday night, it was there by itself, like from before, it's like a kuf, like a monkey put it there, and it doesn't get Kedusha at all. Like Rashi says, Nasek Timoy Shesidra Kuf, Shalai Midaita, without your das. When did you put the lechem on the shulchan? Way before Shabbos. Bishar shul mechus zman. On Sunday, Monday, it wasn't the right time. No kedusha was chal yet. So meilad lo domi lekoymit. It's not doma to the mincha before. Shenik matz palaylo. There you make the kmitz at night time. For lechem shenisade b'leil Shabbos, the lav mechus zman. It's not a mechus zman. Yeah. Well, that's a teretz. So meilad, that was his teretz. That the Shulchan is not Mekadosh to Lechem when you put it there, because it was way before Shabbos. I, when it comes Friday night, it's there by itself, it's not Mekadosh at all. Mashenken, if you put the Kemitza into Klisheros at night, since nighttime is not Mechusas Man, the date, it's that day, you're just missing a few hours, so since you put it into Klisheros right now, Kedusha is Chal there, and that's why it becomes Psol Lina, so you have to burn it. Right, is that a Klal? Now the Mishnah says another Klal Hoy B'Migdash. That the Lachu the Mishka says what? That when a Kohen any time in the Beis Hamikdash, when he was Meisach HaSaraglav, he had to go, and he made Gedolim, the Lacher is, after he had to have a Tzvila. He has to go to the Mikvah. The Chol HaMato Mayim, if he just let out water, then turn Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. You don't have to go to the Mikvah, he just has to have another Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. This is Lav Dafka, the Kohen Gadol. This is by any Kohen that's doing the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. When he has to go to the Beis HaKisah, if it's for Gedolim, he has to go to the Mikvah. And if it's for just for Mayim, he has to just Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Samura says, Bishleim raglayim, if he's matum raglayim, we understand why he has, no, Bishleim raglayim, we understand why he has to wash off his feet. Hey, so we only let out water, so the Mishnah says what? He has to wash your daim raglayim. So Bishleim, he has to wash his feet, we understand, Mishun Litzvaitzis, because something that spritz from the my raglayim spritzes on his body, on his feet. So you want to wash it off, that's why he has to wash his feet. Elo yadayim my taima. What's the reason why do you have to wash your hands also? Is Omar Rabbah says, Zoysimers, from here we see, mitzvah l'shavshes.